The Book of Leviticus, Chapter 5. And if a soul sins in that he hears the voice of a juration, he being a witness, whether he is seen or known, if he does not utter it, then he will bear his iniquity. Or if a soul touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean beast, or the carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and it was hidden from him, he became unclean, and he will be guilty. Or if he touches the uncleanness of man, whatever his uncleanness is with which he is unclean and it is hid from him, when he knows of it, then he will be guilty. Or if a soul swears rashly with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatever man utters rashly with an oath and it is hid from him, when he knows of it, then he will be guilty in one of these things. And it will be when he will be guilty in one of these things that he will confess that in which he has sinned. And he will bring his trespass offering to Yahweh for his sin which he has sinned, a female from the flock, a lamb or a goat for a sin offering. And the priest will make atonement for him as concerning his sin. And if his means are not sufficient for a lamb, then he will bring his trespass offering for that in which he has sinned, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, to Yahweh, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And he will bring them to the priest, who will offer that which is for the sin offering first and wring off its head from its neck, but will not divide it apart. And he will sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood will be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he will offer the second for a burnt offering, according to the ordinance. And the priest will make atonement for him as concerning his sin which he has sinned, and he will be forgiven. But if his means are not sufficient for two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he will bring his oblation for that in which he has sinned, the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He will put no oil on it, neither will he put any frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he will bring it to the priest, and the priest will take his handful of it as its memorial, and burn it on the altar, on the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. It is a sin offering. And the priest will make atonement for him as concerning his sin that he has sinned in any of these things, and he will be forgiven. And it will be the priest's as the meal offering. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, If a soul commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in the holy things of Yahweh, then he will bring his trespass offering to Yahweh, a ram without blemish out of the flock, according to your estimation in silver by shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for a trespass offering. And he will make restitution for that which he has done amiss in the holy thing, and will add the fifth part thereto, and give it to the priest. And the priest will make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and he will be forgiven. And if a soul sins and does any of the things which Yahweh has commanded not to be done, though he didn't know it, yet he is guilty and will bear his iniquity. And he will bring a ram without blemish out of the flock, according to your estimation, for a trespass offering to the priest. And the priest will make atonement for him concerning the thing in which he erred unintentionally and didn't know it, and he will be forgiven. It is a trespass offering. He is certainly guilty before Yahweh.